So speak about Tfilas Arvis Rishus, Sugyam, whoever's learning brachos, hopefully you'll be something of worth for those learning brachos. If there's enough time, we'll say also a second topic, but I don't know if there'll be enough time for a second topic. Okay, in Parashas Vayetzi, the second pasuk, Vayifka b'makom v'yelon sham kivo ha-shemesh. So it says, but Yaakov went, the first pasuk, Yaakov left Beersheba, went to Haran. Okay, we'll all catch up. Vayifka b'makom v'yelon sham, he's b'geil makom. He went to the place, Vayelon Shom, and he slept there, Kivah Hashemesh, because the sun set. Rashi references the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin, that's the Aleph of the base, says the Maisa about what happened. Yaakov. Gemara's mother is Thira. He went to Haran. On the other hand, says, Vayef Gaba Makom, Mashman, that he, that, and Makom is base El, so he didn't get to Haran yet. So Gemara says, what happened? Famous Maisa that he went to Haran. He said, "Efter avarti al mokum shes balu avosai vanilos balalti." How could it be that I went to the mokum where Avim Yitzchak davened, and I didn't daven there? Kadyoiv daiti lemehoder. He went to go back. Kavtzale ara, and there was kvitza sederech. Miad vayivka the mokum. Miad he reached Beis El and daven. Katzali after he davened, boy the mehoder. He wanted to go back to Haran. Omer kash baruchu tzadik zebo lebeis maloni. Yaakov came to my house, my malone, basically. The potter blolina, he should leave without sleeping. Miad bo Hashemesh, Kosh Baruch Hu made it that there is the Shkia Sachama quickly, and therefore Yaakov slept there. And Tosfos brings a diuk from that, and Tosfos and Brachos Chovav and Beis, that it's mashma that he davened before Shkia. You see, you can daven Arvis Mib Ojiom. That's the Maisling Marchulun. Sadi Alef and Beis. Now this, which we see before, is that Yaakov davened. So this is a Gemara in Brachos, beginning of Tfilas Shachar, Daf Chavav and Beis. Just Machlokas, if Tfilas Ovos Tiknum or Tfilas Keneged Tminim Tiknum, that which we daven Shachar's Mencha Ma'ariv, is it Keneged Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, or is it Keneged the Korbanos of the day? So Gemara says in Chavav and Beis, Itmar Rabbi Yossi, it's a Machlokas Amorayim. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Tfilas Ovos Tiknum. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina holds that the Ovos were Mesach and Tfilas. Yeshua ben Levi, Amar Tfilas Keneged Tminim Tiknum. Yeah, the tefillos are connected to the tmidim of the day, those korbanos. Mar says we have Tani Kavasi Yossi Bar Chanina and Tani Kavasi Bishuma Levi. There's a brisa which is a raya to. You have two different brises which are rayas to each one. So the first brisa says Tani Kavasi Yossi Bar Chanina that held avos tikkun, that tefillos connected avos tikkun. The brisa says Avram tikkun tefillos shachar. Shnemar vayashkim Avram beboker lamokom asher amot sham. Said Avram got up and he went to the mokom asher amot sham. Ve'ena mida elo tefillo. We find that mida is called tefillo. So Avram daven shachar. Yitzchak tikein tefilas minchosh, nemar v'yitzi Yitzchak lasuach besode lifnos erev. So Yitzchak went by his man mincha, he went to daven, because ain't sich el tefila loshen of lasuach is loshen tefila. Yaakov tikein tefilas arvis, shenemar v'yitzka b'mokom v'yilon sham. Our pasuk v'ain pegiya el tefila, and you see the loshen of pegiya is loshen of tefila, and pegiya really has a double loshen. It's not just tefila, it's also. It also is the lotion of Pigia Samakum Bemihir is to go to a place quickly, and that's the Gemara in Chulon that there is Kvitza Saderech. Pigia is Meramis that Yaakov made it back to Beis El quickly to Davin. Then the Gemara says, Tank Vasim Yeshua ben Levi. Yeshua ben Levi holds Tfilas connected to Midim Tiknum. So there's a brisa that's Mefurish like that. Mibne Ma Amr Tfilas Shachar at Chatzos. Shari Tamid Shal Shachar, Kar Vaholech at Chatzos. The Tamid Shal Shachar is brought until Chatzos. That's Shachar is connected to Tamid Shal Shachar. And then Gemara says, Mincha is connected to Tamid Shabbain Harbayim. And Tfilas Ha'erev Ein Lo Kevo. Shehare Ivorim Upadorim Shlomnes Aklu Mi Be'erev Krav Mehokim Kol Laila. You bring the limbs and the fats that were not Nisakel, that were not brought from before sunset. Those can be brought all night. So to Tfilas Arvis is all night. It's interesting. The Gemara doesn't say by Tfilas Arvis like it says by Shacharis and Mincha. It just says. Okay. The Gemara is saying why Tfilas Arvis is Ein Lo Keva because Evarim Upadorim are brought Kol Alayla, but they don't have to be brought. They don't have to be brought. Kol Laila. If they weren't as aklu before Shkia, then there's no Indian to bring. There's no Evarim Upadorim left to bring Kol Laila. Maybe that would be a pshat and why you would say Tfilas Arvis is Rishus. Rashi and Shabbos has a different pshat. Rashi and Shabbos Daf Tesa Beis says the reason why Tfilas Arvis is Rishus is because it, these ivarim upadarim, if you don't bring them, it's not ma'akev the kapara. If you're ma'akev the korban and you do zrikas adam, even if you don't bring the ivarim upadarim, if you're not ma'il ivarim upadarim, there still is a kapara sa korban. So it's different, huh? But tefillas anyways is a shaila if it's the right sederban, so that would get complicated how that would work out. Meaning if it'd be right, if it'd be mefurish one way, then maybe that would affect those shitas. No. But the inyan of Rishus, Rashi, even though the Gemara is not handling Rishus right now, but Rashi there speaks out that tefillas arvus is Rishus, we understand since it's keneged the Ivarim Upadarim which are brought, but those Ivarim Upadarim is not a chiyuv like the Tamid Shal Shachar and Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim in the sense that it's not ma'akev the kapara. You have to bring them. If you don't bring them, there's still a kapara. Therefore, tefillas arvus is rishus because it's not a chiyuv in the sense that it's not ma'akev the korban. So the Gemara brought a brisa as a raya for each amora. Now, okay. So that's the shaila. So the certain achronim asked the obvious kasha. So we have a separate machlokas tefillas arvus rishus or tefillas arvus chova, both in also in the beginning of tefillas shachar and we had davdal and mubeis. So that's a machlokas tanoim. If tefillas arvus rishus, tefillas arvus chova. L'chor you'd want two machlokasim not to be totally zevazeh. This is a machlokas tanoim. This is a machlokas amoraim. But the achronim ask the obvious kasha: if Yaakov was misakin tefillas arvus, l'man amar tefillas avos tiknum. The man amar tefillas avos tiknum, which is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. So what pshat tefillas? How can you say tefillas arvus rishus? Why should Yaakov be any worse than Avram and Yitzchok? Avram daven, Yitzchok daven. Those are chovas. Yaakov should be rishus. We don't understand. Only if tefillas can get to meet him tiknum, then we understand. There's reason that arvus should be worse than shachar and mincha, because arvus there the ivarim pedarim are not ma'akev in the kapar of the korban. But Yaakov was mis. Why should Yaakov be any worse than Avram and Yitzchok? They're all avos. What's going on? So the achronim that ask is the Pnei Yeshua on the Pnei Yeshua asked the kash in tefillas hashachar and perek tefillas hashachar. The Rif on the In Yaakov also asked it, and the Netziv and Emek Hashaila and Shil Toches asked the Shaila also. So they all suggest a teretz, and the Pnei Yeshua says it's tachot, but the other ones go with it. Netziv goes with it, like Yoni just said now that. It's takatoli zebezeh. The man the amar that the tefillas are connected to the avos. That's Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. He has to hold that tefillas arvus is a chova. The lo kehilchasa. We pass in tefillas arvus rishus. The man the amar that holds tefillas connected to midim tiknum. So there's a makom to say you could explain that tefillas arvus is rishus because the evarim padarim are not ma'akev in the korban. So it's not as stark as a chiyuv as shachar and mincha. He also could hold it. You could also say a different shot. You could also say that the man amar that holds can they get tmidim tiknum. He also holds tefillas arvus as a chova because even though it's not ma'akev to korban, but that's the way that the chazal were misak and tefillas arvus that it should be a chova. You could say that, but at least in the man amar tefillas avos tiknum, they want to say that you have to say that they're going to have to hold that tefillas arvus as a chova. So that's the key. That if you since the whole din of tefillas arvus rishus only makes sense in the shita of tefillas connected korbanos tiknum, tefillas connected tmidim tiknum, and not in the man amar of tefillas connected avos tiknum. That's what these achronim say. And then the Tziv handles it. The Tziv says, look, maybe it's a shver pshat because the Gemara should have said ketanai. Whenever you're going to pair up a machlokas amoraim with a machlokas tanaim, l'chor the Gemara should say ketanai that amor A goes with tana A and amor B goes with tana B. L'fi this pshat, why didn't the Gemara be told of the two machloksim one on another? So for that, he already answers, like we just spoke out now, that it's not really completely based on the machlokas tanaim, because the one that holds tefillas connected to midim teknum could also hold the tefillas arvus as chova, because they could say, even though it's not ma'akev the korban, but that's the way that chazal were misaken tefillas arvus, that it should be a chova. So it's not completely a machlokas, it doesn't have to be totally in the tanaim. That's the word that the achronim would like to say. So now, let's go back to Daf Dal Amud Beis. So there's a sug in Daf Dal Amud Beis regarding Smichas Gula Letfila by Smichas Gula Letfila by Arvis, and based on what Tosfos says there, it should be very revealing as to this what we just said over from the Achronim. That the machlokas of tefillas keneged avos tiknum or tefillas keneged tmidim tiknum is totally in the machlokas of tefillas arvus rishus, tefillas arvus chova. Gemara and Daf Dalam of Beis. Ezehu ben Olam Haba, ze hasomech ulo l'tfila shel arvis. Rishu ben Levi Omer, tfilas be'emtza tiknum. So Rabbi Yochanan is the first sheet. Rabbi Yochanan holds that there's a chiyas mechas gula the tefila by arvus. Shua ben Levi says that the tefilas are be'emta tiknum, which means that the seder hayom is you have kriyash ma and then tefila by shacharis, and then tefila shmona esrei and kriyash ma by arvus. So he holds that the way they were misakin the tefila is that shmona esrei came before kriyash ma. So Gemara says, what are they arguing about? So Rabbi Yochanan holds that geula me'orsim na mihavim. Rabbi Yochanan holds that there also is an inyan of geula from nighttime. El geula mal yasa lo have el atzafer. But the ikar geula happened in the morning. Rishu ben Levi sovar kevin lo have el mitzafra lo have geula mal yasa. Since it only happened by morning, so it's not considered really a shame geula. In other words, it's not kedai to go. There's no inyan to be masmich gula the tefila by night according to Shuv and Levi. That's the way Rashi pledges it up. There's no inyan to be so make gula the tefila by night. So Rabbi Shuv and Levi holds there's no inyan to make gula the tefila by night. So therefore, tefila came before kriyashma. Rabbi Yochanan holds there is an inyan to make gula the tefila by night. So kriyashma came first and then tefila. How do we paskin? Tosus and Davdalam of Beis. So Tosus says that halachas Rabbi Yochanan that there is smichas gula tefila by night, and he says v'im kein yesh li zoher shlo l'saper ben geula de arvis l'shmona esrei. So you shouldn't talk whatsoever between the geula between Gal Yisrael by Ma'ariv and shmona esrei. Umihu Tosus brings b'seder of Amram Gon Piresh Masha Anu Omrim Kadish ben geula l'tefilas arvis. Lemaisa, we are mafsik between Gula and Tefila with Kaddish, and with Yeruveinu and Yashkevenu. So that's leashmeinon de lo ba'inon mismach Gula de arves leTefila, mishum de Tefilas arves reshus. So if Amram Gon is cholik on Tosas, so Amram Gon paskens, there's no inyan asmichas Gula leTefila by arves, and hogufo, the reason you have a Kaddish there, the reason you have Yeruveinu there, is to show. The reason they're misakin that is to show that we paskin that you don't need smichas gula l'tefila by night. Why don't you need smichas gula l'tefila at night? Zot of Aram kom, because tefilas arves is reshus. Since tefilas arves is reshus, so he says smichas gula l'tefila only makes sense if you have to daven every time. But if you don't have to daven, so why should it be that when I choose to daven, I have to be somek gula l'tefila? So we put the psukim there because we paskin tefilas arves reshus. So we put the psukim there to show that there's no inyan smichas gula l'tefila, and there's no inyan smichas gula l'tefila because we pass in tefilas arvus as reshus. The two are tali zeb zeb. Zot of Amram go, tefilas arvus reshus is and smichas gula l'tefila are tali one another. If you hold that tefilas arvus as reshus, there's no inyan to be masmach gula l'tefila, and if you hold tefilas arvus as chova, then you should be masmach gula l'tefila. Tosus is cholik. Velo nehira. D.M. Cain, Rav Yochanan's really tefillas arvus chov. It would come out that Rav Yochanan, who holds that by arvus there is a chiyuv l'smach gula l'tefila, would have to hold that tefillas arvus is a chova. Correct? So M. Cain, that would be a kasha hilchosa hilchosa. We pass in like Rav Yochanan that there's a chiyuv smicha gula l'tefila by night. At the same time, we pass in that tefillas arvus reshus. So the fear of Amram gone, the smichas gula l'tefila is totally in tefillas arvus being a chova. There would be a stira lahalacha here. How can we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that smichas gula that there's a chiyuv hasmik gula tefila, and at the same time we paskin like Rav that tefila service is reshus. So he says, it really, it's not one's not totally in the other. We paskin tefila service reshus, and we paskin there's a chiyuv lismok gula tefila. He says, Sarach Lomar is lashon this. Afilu isover Rabbi Yochanan kerav d'amar reshoshi. Even Rabbi Yochanan, who holds chayav lismach gula tefila by night, even if he were to hold like Rav, that tefila's arvus is reshosh, mikol makom chayav lismach. The two, one have nothing to do with another, Zog Tosfos. That even though you hold tefila's arvus reshosh, it's shayach to say that you're chayav lismach gula tefila. And the hesber is, it's very pasha, that there's no chiyav to daven. Ma'ariv. But, not Ma'ariv. But if if you choose not to daven, don't daven. Once you choose to daven, there becomes a chiyuv lismach gula l'tfila. Rav Amram Gon held not that way. Rav Amram Gon held, since you never have to daven tefillas arvis, so how can I mechayev you to do something if that chiyuv never gets off the ground? If I don't have to daven, so I can't create a chiyuv of when, in the place of when I daven, therefore I have to be somek gula l'tfila. So the machlokas, Rishonim here, is tefillas arvis rishos, taloi in smichas gula l'tfila, or should I say, is the chiyuv smichas gula l'tfila taloi in tefillas arvis being a chova or not? That's machlokas for Amgon and Tosaf. So what I want to say is, if we put together these achronim that we started off with about the Gemara with tefillas avos, tefillas connected avos tiknum, with tefillas connected tmiim tiknum, we put that together with Shitas of Amram Gon, we'll understand something about Rabbi Shua ben Levi. I'll explain. We said before that the Netziv, the Rith and the Yaakov hold that if you hold tefillas connected avos tiknum, then you have to hold tefillas arvis as a chova. How could you hold tefillas arvis as a shus? Why should Yaakov be worse than the other avos? So now, and we also said now, if you're of Amram Gon, take the next jump, that tefillas arvis rishus, if you hold tefillas arvis rishus, that means that you don't have to be so mekulul tefila. So now, so Rishuv ben Levi and Daftal and Beis holds what? Tefillas be emsa tikno. You have Shmon Esrei and then Kriyashma. There's no chiyuv lismach gulul tefila. Had he hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that Geula may or Sanami have a Geula, that there would also be an Indian Geula by night, that you have to be Soma Geula Tefillah by night, what would that, according to Rav Amram Gon, what would that mean that his Shita by definition would be as far as Tefillah's Arvis or Shushar Tefillah's Arvis Chova? It would have to be Tefillah's Arvis Chova. There's a Chiyus Mich Geula Tefillah, it means he holds Tefillah's Arvis Chova. If he holds Tefillah's Arvis Chova, that would mean, if he held Tefillas Arvis Chova, that would mean that he holds Tefillas Connected Avos Tikno. Doesn't have to be, we said before. So let's say like this. If he were to hold like Rabbi Yochanan, there's a chi of lismach gula tefila, that means he would have to hold tefilas arvis chova. But lemaisa, he held b'shita, he has his b'risa, he held the tefilas connected tmidim tiknum. He held tefilas connected tmidim tiknum. This is not going to work out so well. Okay, let's say like this. Netziv is ready to say that if he holds tefilas connected tmidim tiknum, that arvis is connected to haktaras evarim and padarim, Netziv wants to say that can work bain if you hold tefillas arvis rishus, bain if you hold tefillas arvis chova. That tefillas connected tmidim tiknum, even though it's not ma'akev in the korban, but maybe chazal were misakin in the shpia chova. But let's say no, tefillas connected arvis would hold it's a chova. Tefillas connected tmidim would have to hold that tefillas arvis rishus.
What does that mean? The Mishnah didn't say one way or the other.
Means that it's a chova. Means they're holding it as a chova.
What
is that? It means that no ma'ad
Tefillas arvis rishus. I mean, it can hold either way. It's not. It's like the one who holds tefillas arvis rishus has to hold. It's not muchach in hishita. That's the way he's saying. But lechora, let's say like Rashi and Shabbos. Rashi and Shabbos says that Rashi and Shabbos says tefillas arvis rishus is because. Let's say Pshat and Rashi that tefillas arvis rishus is because the evarim p'damer nam akev in the korban. So let's say the flip way as well. That if you hold that the evarim p'damer nam akev in the korban, you have to hold tefillas arvis rishus. So if that's the case, Echanami be Akasha, why does Nigmar say Kitnai? Lechor, the Machlokas Amoroyim is now totally Machlokas Tanoim? Akasha. But let's say that it has to be that way. Not like the Nasiv. That if you hold Tefillas connected Tmidim Tiknum, that means that you have to hold Tefillas Arvis Rishus. Bishu Me Levi held that Tefillas connected Tmidim Tiknum. He has a very good Raya. The Gemara, besides having a Brisa that was a Tanya the Kavase, the Gemara also says it's a Raya that Tefillas connected Tmidim Tiknum because Ilav came Musaf. What's going to be with Musaf? Musaf makes it. That is, that which the kind of Musaf makes sense in the world of Tefillas connected Tmidim Tiknum. But we don't say Musaf is connected to one of the other Ovos. Well, there's no other Ovos, but. So Rabbi Shuv ben Levi held Beshita, Tefillas Kenegan Tminim Tiknum. So Rabbi Shuv ben Levi discusses Shachar. If he held Tefillas Kenegan Tminim Tiknum, that means he has to hold, we'll say, Tefillas Arvis Rishus. If he holds Tefillas Arvis Rishus, with fear of Amram Gon, that means that there's no Chiyuv Lismoch Gula L'Tefila. So therefore, he holds Tefillas Be'emza Tiknum. Had he on that Dalam base, that's Rabbi Shuv ben Levi Lashitaso. Had Rabbi Shuv ben Levi held like Rabbi Yochanan, that is a chi of lis mochgulu tefila, that would mean that by definition, the fear of Amram Gon, he holds that tefilas arvis is chova. But he can't hold tefilas arvis is chova because then he would have to hold tefilas keneged avos teknum. That Yaakov is mislachen arvis b'tor chova, but he doesn't hold that way. He holds that. That tefillas arvus is mukhach. He holds tefillas arvus as reshus because he holds tefillas connected to me then teknum. So when you put this nitziv together with the Amram Gon, in other words, you put the nitziv that says that if you hold tefillas connected to me then teknum is means that you hold tefillas arvus reshus, and you say Rav Amram Gon that by holding tefillas arvus reshus means that there's no chi of lismach gula l'tefila. That's Rabbi Shuv ben Levi Shita over here in Daft Alam Beis as well. That there's no chiyuv lismach gula tefila and tefilas be'emza teknum. We would see how Rabbi Shuv ben Levi is lishitasa. Now, in this machlokas and tosos, let's speak out a little further. A couple of other nyanim about if this nekuda machlokas Rav Amram Gon and Tosfos, if we can separate Chiyuv Smichas Gula Tefila and Tefilas Arvis Chova, Rav Amram Gon says we can't separate the two. If you hold Chayav Lismach Gula Tefila, means you hold Tefilas Arvis Chova. If you hold there's no Chiyuv Lismach Gula Tefila, means you hold Tefilas Arvis Rishos. Tosfos says I can separate the two. I can hold that there's a Chiyuv Lismach Gula Tefila by night, and I can hold at the same time that Tefilas Arvis is Rishos. The Hesber being, I don't have to daven. If I choose to daven, I have to be somewhat gula tefila. So now, there's a bahag. The Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah brings a bahag in the beginning of Brachos that says that the mila of tefila b'tzibur by night outweighs smichas gula tefila. If the tzibur is davening early, and or whatever the case might be, that I can't be somewhat gula tefila. I have to do tefila first and kriyat shema, let's say, later bismano. So I should daven b'tzibur right now and lose the chiyuv smichas gula l'tefila. That's what Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah says. Tefila b'tzibur by marvit is odif from smichas gula l'tefila. It's how you pass and come late to davening. You daven shmoneh esrei with the minyan. You don't catch up from marvit. So the Bahag brings a raya, or Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah brings a raya that from the Gemara in Brachos, it says Rav Tzali Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. The Gemara says that Rav Davin, the Ma'ariv of Shabbos, already on Erev Shabbos. So the assumption is as follows, that he Davin Shmoneh Esrei Be'erev Shabbos, and he assumes that he must have Davin Kriyat Shema B'tzeis later on. Shmoneh Esrei, and then Shema. Even though it could be that Beis Rishonim hold that Shaykh to Davin Kriyat Shema Mibo'odyo, Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, we're always going to say Kriyat Shema is Achar Tzeis. So you see from Rav that he chose Tefila B'tzibur over Smichas Gula Tefila. So in Tshuvas Meshiv Dover, also the Netziv, and Chelek Aleph Semin Yud Beis, so the Maksha, the Shoel, asks the Kasha, what's the Raya Bechlal? We're going in Rav. What's the Raya from Rav? Again, Rabbeinu Yonah holds that you should daven B'tzibur before you do Smichas Gula Tefila. A raya from Rav. Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. Rav did tefila and then Gula and then Shema afterwards. He wasn't so much tefila. What's the raya? Rav holds tefilas arvis reshus. Gemara Newman, the Gersh and Brachos. Rav holds tefilas arvis reshus. The fear of Amram Gon. If Rav holds tefilas arvis reshus, then what does that mean? There's no chiyuv lismoch gula tefila. If he holds tefilas arvis reshus, there's no chiyuv lismoch gula tefila. That's shitas Rav Amram Gon. So what's the raya from Rav? Rav, anyways, of course, could daven shal Shabbos be'erev Shabbos because he held there's no inyan anyways to be so mekulul l'tefila. Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah he's in the world of where you have to be so mekulul l'tefila by night. So he says, even though I have to be so mekulul l'tefila, but in a case of where I lose out tefila b'tzibur, I should do tefila b'tzibur, and then later on I'll do Kriyashma and I'll lose out on Smichas Gudla Tefillah. A raya from Rav that Rav gave up on the Chiyu Smichas Gudla Tefillah to daven Tefillah Betzibor Mibojiyom. What's the raya? Who says Rav holds the end of Smichas Gudla Tefillah to begin with? Rav holds Tefillah's Arvus Rishus. If you hold Tefillah's Arvus Rishus, Zot of Amram Gom, there's no Chiyu Lismo Gudla Tefillah. That was his kash on the raya. Yeah, you hear the kash on the raya? Should I say it again?
One more time.
Yeah. The Bnei Rabbeinu Yonah holds that there's a chiyuv that if you the mile of tefillah b'tzibor outweighs gulul of tefillah by night, and he brings a raya from Rav that Rav was soli shel Shabbos for Erev Shabbos. Rav davened the Shabbos Ma'ariv from Erev Shabbos, and he assumes b'das Rav that he davened Kriyat Shema later bizmano. So Rav was not so make gula l'tefillah. And Rav chose tefillah b'tzibor over smichas gula l'tefillah. Frek the show on Meshav Dover Akasha. What's the raya? The raya only makes sense assuming there is a chiyuv lismoch gula l'tefillah. But we know
Rabbi Shuv Ben Levi in Brachos holds there's no chiyuv lismoch gula l'tefillah by night. He holds tefillah b'em to techno.
And Rav Amram Gon says it's not limited Rabbi Shuv Ben Levi. Anybody who holds tefillah's arvis rishus holds there's no any smichas gula l'tefillah. Tefillah's arvus rishus, Rav Amram Gon says, then there's no reason to be smachu gula tefillah. That's his lashon. Lashmin the lo ba'inan mismachu gula the arvus tefillah mishum the tefillah's arvus rishus. If I don't have to daven, I don't have a chiyuv to be smachu gula tefillah. Rav holds tefillah's arvus rishus. If Rav holds tefillah's arvus rishus, Rav doesn't hold the smichas gula tefillah. If Rav holds smichas gula tefillah, what's Rabbeinu Yonah's raya from Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos be'erev Shabbos? Of course, Rav would daven Shal Shabbos be'erev Shabbos because Rav anyways didn't have any inyan to be masma gula tefillah. That's the kasha that he has on Rabbeinu Yonah. It's an interesting kasha.
Who says that Rabbeinu Yonah assumed like the Rav Amram Gon maybe have a tosfos?
So that's what Nitziv says back. Nitziv says back, the pasha says definitely like tosfos. Tosfos maskana is not like Rav Amram Gon. Tosfos maskana is that you can hold tefillah's arvus rishus and you can still hold the zechiyah of lismach gula tefillah. That's Rabbeinu Yonah as well. So even Rav that held that there's tefillah's arvus rishus still held that there's an inyan lismach gula tefillah, and he still chose tefillah b'tzibur over smichas gula tefillah. That's the raya we see from here that tefillah b'tzibur comes before smichas gula tefillah. That's what the Siv says back. But then he asks himself, is this really shitas tosfos? On Chav Zayin Amud Beis, there's a one line tosfos. Three lines. When it says, okay, so Hilchos Hakavos Tederav that tefillah's arvus rishus. Zoktosos v'nire delakach tiknu psukim v'kadosh. That's why we put the psukim of Yireinenu in kadosh ben geula l'tefillah the rishus he. We put the psukim there because tefillah's arvus is rishus. Does that sound like Rav Amram Gon or like the Maskan of Tosfos? I'll say it again. It sounds like Rav Amram Gon. Rav Amram Gon that holds that tefillah's arvus rishus and smichas gula tefillah tali zeh bezeh.
Therefore, since
Tfilas Arvus Rishus, there's no chiyuv lismo gula tefillah. That's what it sounds like from Tosfos here.
Exactly.
And Mr. Rosh Hashanah says, I and Tosfos stop davening base. Like, or he's asking the stira. Like, it's going to Tosfos over there, as you can hold Tfilas Arvus Rishus, and there's still a chiyuv lismo gula tefillah. So, how can you say it? The reason for being putting these psukim in is because Tfilas Arvus Rishus, which Mr. Rosh means, there's no chiyuv lismo gula tefillah. Tosfos and Brachos that Beis Ma'alav says a different reason for the psukim. It's what's more commonly known as Menei Asakon, Menei Adrachim. That everyone should be able to walk home together, basically. But here, Tosfos says the reason for the psukim is it's because Arvus Rishus. Tosfos in Megillah is the same way. But then the point, even if they're two different Bali Tosfos, the Nitziv saying the Pashas is Tfilas Arvus Rishus and Chiyuv Lismoch Gula Tefillah. You can't say that from Pashas and Tosfos Daf Dalam Beis. We have Tosfos in Daf Chavav Chav Zayin and Brachos, and Tosfos in Megillah Chav Gimel. Find it. Uber Maskel Kavon. Oh, so the lesson is. Well, Achash and the Slader Hashas, they tiknu Lomar Kaddish. So they were mistaken to say Kaddish. And you're renamed on Hashkivenu that the Tanaim didn't say. Haim tiknuhu lehodia shetfilas arvis rishus. Gilyon Hashas, Reb Kiva Eger over there, quotes these other Tosfos in L'chor B'Meramis to the Stira. So the Nesiv says a teretz, which is wild, I think. Maybe I don't understand it to its full. Maybe there's more to understand. It's wild. The first part of the Nesiv that we said earlier is quoted in other places, and they leave out this wild chiddush. Let me explain. The Stifler, Lamashal, maybe we'll end off with the Stifler in a couple of seconds. The Stifler quotes this, and Sivi quotes that line about Pshat in Tosfos, that the Maskana of Tosfos, the Daftal and Beis, you can hold Tfilos Arvus Rishus, and you can still hold the Smichas Gula Tfilo. The Hezber behind that, we said, and the Siv says here also, is if you don't want to daven, you're not Mechuyiv L'Ispalo. So therefore, Tfilos Arvus Rishus. But if you want to daven, then you have to be so Mechuyiv L'Tfilo. Okay? B'toch Dvarov, though, he explains this other inyan that we got to now, stira, of what's the purpose of urinenu in the Kaddish. It says, really, Tosfos holds the same everywhere. Tosfos holds that there's a chiyuv lismach gula l'tfila. What pshat with these psukim? To tell us the tfilas are v'sus reshus. If someone doesn't want to daven, so they start, but they don't want to daven in Shmona Esrei. They start with Gal Yisrael. They say, look, I got to these psukim. It must mean that I don't have to daven. If I had to daven, I'd have to be somek gula l'tfila. But now I get to these psukim, that shows me that I don't have to daven. But if I choose to daven, then horror, what he's saying is I skip these psukim and they have to be somek gula l'tfila. Read to you the words inside. The covenant of Tosfos kachu. The tefilas arvis reshus. The keva din ena rotsa ena mechuyuv lehispale. Mishum hachi tiknu hapsukim lilam deinu. These psukim are here to show me that if I don't want to dive, I don't have to. Avolim rotsa lizbalo tzorich lismoch. The Pasha reading of the words is that I erase yirueinenu.
You just walk out.
You walk out. I don't know what you do now, but you wouldn't say the psukim, you wouldn't say kaddish either, lechor, and you would have to be some gula tefila. It's strange because afterwards he puts it together with the Rebbeinu Yonah. That holds you keep the psukim in there, and that still calls Michal's Gula Litzvila. So you have to know if really it's a Tosfos holds also. It doesn't sound like that. So getting back to the reading of that Tosfos, that Tosfos on the Berakas HaShachar Chav Zayim Abeis, so it would be a very strange read. On Tefillas Arvis Rishus, Zak Tosfos, V'nir Delekach Tiknu Psukim V'Kaddish Ben Gula Litzvila, the Rishushu. They put those psukim there to show me that Tefillas Arvis is Rishus. And therefore, it shows me I don't have to be mas. I don't have to continue to daven. But if I were to, I'd have to be mas gula tefila. So lekach tiknu psukim v'kaddish bein gula tefila. It's not. Tosfos is not saying gula psukim tefila. Bein gula tefila is the placement of the psukim. The lekach tiknu psukim v'kaddish bein gula tefila. I put these psukim bein gula tefila to show me tefila's arvus is reshus, to show me that I don't have to daven. But if I do want to daven, get rid of these psukim and be masmen gula tefila. Lekach tiknu psukim v'kaddish bein geula l'tefila. Doesn't mean that that's the seder hadvarim. This is the takana of tzuras hatefila. Geula, kaddish psukim, tefila. They put these psukim here to show me that I can stop right here and not be mamshech v'shmoneh esrei. Or if I choose to be mamshech v'shmoneh esrei, I don't say these psukim, I don't say kaddish. A very shver read in Tosfos. Tiknu psukim ben gula tefila is showing me the placement of these psukim, not to show me what I'm supposed to do. So it'll come out there's a very minor distinction between really Rav Amram Gong and Tosfos. The way to say it would be as follows. According to Rav Amram Gong, the reason for the takana of these psukim is le'ashmo inon de'lo ba'inan mismach gula tefila. I put these psukim here to show me I don't need smichas gula tefila. Why do I need some smichas gula tefila? Because tefilas arvus is reshus. According to Shitas Tosfos, I was misakin these psukim in kaddish here le'ashmo inon the tefilas arvus is reshus. Not le'ashmo inon that I don't need smichas gula tefila. Aval I need smichas gula tefila. I was misakin these psukim here le'ashmo inon that tefilas arvus is reshus. But if I choose to daven, I still have to be masma gula l'tfila. That would be l'fila tzit the machlokas of Amram Gong and Tosfos. Now, just on a little aside, we'll end with this. So there's a stipler in Simon Beis and Brachos that has a chakira about smichas gula l'tfila. Is the inyan that is a dinning, the way you say it, is a dinning geula, is a dinning tefillah, is it that whenever I'm mazkir geula, I therefore have to daven afterwards to make it a smichel geula tefillah? Or is it that whenever I daven, I have to put a geula before to masmach geula tefillah? Is the Indian that geula comes first and then I have to masmach geula tefillah? Or the Indian is when I daven, I have to masmach geula tefillah? So the stipler brings a raya to the tzad that didn't feel it. That whenever I daven, then I have the masmach geula tefillah. He says like this: Lefi the maskana of Tosfos, not Rav Amram, that you can hold tefillah arvus reshus and still hold as a chiyuv lesmach geula tefillah. How are we masbir that? We masbir that you don't have to daven. If you choose to daven, you have the masmach geula tefillah. So bishlomo, if it's a din in tefillah, I say like this: I don't have to daven, but when I daven, I have the masmach geula tefillah. Makes a lot of sense. If it's in geula, so I have a chiyuv to say geula. So by definition, I have a chiyuv lismach geula tefillah every time. I say geula by ma'ariv because there is a chiyuv to say berakos kriyas shema. So I say gal yisrael. Now I have to be masmach tefillah. How does that work with tefillah's arvus reshus? Why should I have to daven then? It no longer becomes tefillah's arvus reshus. By definition, it becomes a chova. If it's tefillah's arvus reshus, it's din in tefillah. So when I daven, I have to masmach geula tefillah. I chose not to daven, so there's no inyan. Stifler shoots back and asks the other way around. Now that we say that it's a din in smichas, now that we say it's a din in tefillah, so mincha also. Why is there no inyan? Why don't I put a geula before tefillah by mincha? So he says because it's a din. It's only an inyan to masmach geula tefillah when there's a zman geula. That's shachar, that's ma'ariv, it's not mincha. So that's the back and forth rayas. If smichas geula tefillah is din in geula din tefillah. So let's just wrap up. So we have machlokas and tefillas shachar. Tefillas can I get avos tiknum? Tefillas can I get tamidim tiknum? We had achronim that said that machlokas totally and tefillas arvus reshus, tefillas arvus chova. Then we had Tosfos Nafdalim and Beis with machlokas. If there's Gemara has machlokas, if there's din smichas geula tefillah by arvus or not. Tosfos says we have Rav Amram going there that says that the inyan of smichas geula tefillah is totally in tefillas arvus reshus and tefillas arvus chova. We said if you put together those achronim and Rav Amram going lachor, you'll see Bishum and Levi is lashitaso that he holds that there's no chiyuv lismach geula tefillah by night, rather tefillas be'emta tiknum. Lachor, he also could have held another option of kriyashma then shmona esrei with the psukim in between. But that's already takanas gaonim. That wasn't it. Didn't the Gemara. And then we said from that. Then we done from the Tamir Ben Yonah's right about Rav Sloy Shabbos Berav Shabbos. Then the Tziv got involved with if these Tosas and our Soser one to the next. And he says a Mahalich, which is a Mechulishnik of Mahalich. But the Indian of that really there's a Chiyah Lismakul Tzvila. What's the purpose of the takanas Sapsukim Elu to show that Tzvila's Arvus is Rishus? Not to show like if I'm going there's no Chiyah Lismakul Tzvila, but it's to show that Tzvila's Arvus is Rishus. But if I choose to dive in, then it has to be Masmakul Tzvila. And like Lachora, you wouldn't say the Pesukim. He brings Rabbi Yonah afterwards that says that it still calls Michas Gulu Tzvila with these Pesukim there. It's a different shot. There still is Michas Gulu Tzvila even those Pesukim there. Because once it doesn't share the Gulu Tzvila, however that works. Tosfos doesn't say a word about that. Lachor from Tosfos, you'd have to get rid of those Pesukim. I don't know if anybody talks about that, but that's what came out from the Tziv to make Tosfos and the Aron closer to each other. It could be Eger. It's a shot. They're pointing out the Stiras. Lachor don't hold that way. Lachor, they hold that there is a Stira in Tosfos. And with the type of Choker, this Michas Gulu Tzvila, then Gulu didn't feel. Okay, Shikai.